This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar in far.
You know, I almost never hold a guest over from the first hour or from 1 hour to the next, because each of my shows is 3 hours. And it is really rare to hold a guest over for a second hour. But I have with me Mark Sperling, and there's just so much to talk about. So I just want to remind you, if you missed the first hour, you can go to travelers411.com, and you'll be able to download within the next couple of days the archived audio of this interview. So if you missed any piece of it, you can hear it then. We're going to talk with Mark right after this.
It's frightening fun this Halloween with Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops performing the score to Tim Burton's animated classic, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Halloween Eve and Halloween Night, October 30th and 31st. Trick-or-treating in spooky behind-the-scenes spaces at Symphony Hall. Then follow the adventures of the Pumpkin King on the big screen while the Pops plays the Danny Elfman score live. Come dressed in costume. Tickets are going fast. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
I am at the Mirror Lake Inn in Lake Placid with a visitor. We're holding court. And my visitor is Mark Sperling. He is the CEO of Whiteface Club Companies, located here in Lake Placid. And I am finding him and his background fascinating, because everything that you are doing today, when somebody asks how long did it take you to learn to do this, it took your whole life. No matter what it is that you're talking about, it took your whole life to get to this point where you have the skill, the background, the knowledge, the capability, the vision, the perseverance, the motivation to do whatever it is that you're doing. So it's not something that, you know, it all just fell on you like some kind of a miracle of the moment, although wouldn't that be nice? I've always admired that Samantha in Bewitched, you know, just wave the magic wand, you could do anything. But if you missed the last hour, you really missed something special. And you've got a second chance and a third chance. One is go to Travelers411, and within the next 72 hours, you will find the podcast of this show, and you can download it and take us with you. The other alternative is you go to sabrams.com, and you will find the archived audio, but you'll also find the archived audio at Travelers411. You'll find it linked into our forums. Scroll down, click on forums, scroll down to USA, click on New York. You're going to find this interview with Mark Sperling about Lake Placid and where his wonderful assortment of features and benefits that rolled up together represent Whiteface Club and its companies that make the whole thing jive together. You'll also find, if you click on directory, we create a directory for every guest. And in both of those places, you're going to find a link that'll take you over to whitefaceclubresort.com. So you have to worry about writing it down now. And you will find it at sabrams.com. In the show notes for the next couple of months, 2 to 3 months, you will find each show featured on the homepage, but they are also immediately archived in our show notes. They stay forever, so you can go back to July 7, 2002 and hear interviews. I just listened to an interview from that very first show very recently, and the other day I listened to an interview I did in 2003, in April 2003, with Debbie Linden, who was a prize winner in the days when we used to do Lucky Caller Number 5 kind of a thing, and Gail Davis, who won a trip because she sent in the most touching under 250-word explanation as to why she should have a week at the Mauna Bay Hotel and bungalows, a place where the bungalows then in 2003 went for $5,000 a night. But they also have a very big building resort right on the Pacific. I mean, just gorgeous in Kona. It's not in the city of Kona. It's down the road a piece from Kona Airport. It's where Kevin Costner stayed when they were making the movie Waterworld. And I had the two prize winners on the air to talk about their experience. Debbie Linden won a stay, a long weekend, 4 days and three nights at the Venetian in Las Vegas. And I had to go back and listen to these two interviews because of some conversation I was having with somebody. And it was remarkable because it took place, it broadcast April 20th, 2003, when we had one show, this one, Travel with Stephanie Abrams, 1 hour. And we grew very quickly into two shows, and into two shows, 3 hours each. And so we've done over 3,500 hours of broadcasting to date. And in all that time, since we have gone in the early stages, Mark, you wouldn't have gotten more than 6 minutes. And there is one cruise line CEO, Larry Pimentel, who never would talk to me again after that six-minute interview because I didn't give him enough time. And I had to remind him that all people need to know is the name of your cruise line and that they can go into a travel agent and they'll sort them out. That's what they need to know. And they need to be motivated by the fact that you do great stuff, pampering, upscale, marvelous. You'll have a great time. And we spent 6 minutes doing that. So, and by the way, you were my guest. It's not like it was you paid for time you didn't get. No. Mm-mm. So it is really a privilege for me to have the luxury to really be able to explore with guests. Because to understand White Face Club Resort, we could have dived right into what makes your place special, what are the features and benefits, and I promise we will get to that. But we would never know that your interest in what you are doing today, the philosophical underpinnings, started when you were 10, 11, 12, taking boating trips with your parents to places where you noticed, look at this guy with this big old hotel, how well kept and beautiful it is, and what a wonderful time we have. And however many decades later, you still have crystal clear memories because of those experiences, which proves two things. One, that your vision, direction, motivation has very deep roots from your childhood. And two, there is great value in taking your children traveling, something I greatly believe in. And in the normal interview you will get from normal people, and I am anything but normal, but also atypical, is that that's not going to come out so quick. You know, people will dive right into the nuts and bolts and, you know, when do you run a discount? You know, that kind of thing. And you really need to understand, and you need the time to explore that. So I know that, you know, when I enjoy something, I know my audience is enjoying it right along. And I want to thank you for your sharing your personal and intimate memories of your childhood and your family and what that has to do with the experience that visitors are going to have, because they're getting the benefit of everything going back to the legends of your grandfather that all wrap itself up in what is today White Face Club Resort. So where did we leave you? we left you like Pauline hanging off the cliff. Well, where did we leave you?
I was recounting a story of the resort I would visit in the summertime.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
And how is that related to whatever I'm doing now? And leading into my desire to do anything probably other than the furniture business. And I went to school as a music major. I went to Ithaca College. I got accepted there. I couldn't believe I got accepted there. I thought I would be going to Crane, where I studied throughout my teenage years. And so I had to go
what
there.
What instrument or
I was a trumpet. My main instrument was trumpet. Of course, every musical person plays piano, but or will learn how to play piano pretty quickly.
Well, I'm going to refute that because one of our valued sponsors is the Boston Symphony Orchestra, which includes the Boston Pops and Boston Symphony Hall and Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony, located not far from my studio in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, in Western Massachusetts, on a beautiful estate that's partly in Lenox and partly in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. And I've had the pleasure of meeting a whole lot of musicians who play more than the piano.
No. Musicians play more than the piano, but anybody in music has to play the piano, has to learn. If they didn't take lessons when they were very young, as many of us did, that may have been our first instrument as part of their education.
Well, you know, the joy of the piano is you don't really make the sound as a violinist would or a trumpetist would or an oboe player or something. You know, you don't make the sound. You know, you just have to know what note to hit and how fast to do it. And the piano does the rest of the work for you. So it's, you know, and I play the piano, not much anymore, but it's a glorious instrument to learn.
It is. And I went to music school. As I mentioned earlier, I was from a small town, a small city. And I was musically a big fish in a small pond. And then I go to this school.
Can I say something? I don't care what the pond you would have been in, Mr. Entrepreneur. You would have been a big fish.
Well, thank you.
We're going to stop you right there. We have to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back. And we are talking with Mark Sperling. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale now through 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or ilovenny.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm with Mark Sperling, and we are meeting at the Mirror Lake Inn. And if we had had more time in today's schedule, I would have come to meet you over at Whiteface Club Resort here in Lake Placid. So we're going to do our best to drop by and visit, because we're talking about a place I haven't seen yet. And so I'm trying to put together, how does a person with a family background in furniture, a personal interest and talent in the musical world, arrive as the head honcho at Whiteface Club Resort here in Lake Placid?
All right.
So go for it.
That's a go for it. So I end up in music school. I learned that music was not going to be the direction of my life in as a profession, but I still continued my studies throughout 4 years on my main instrument, which was trumpet. I had one elective course my freshman year, and I took a course called American Politics. It was taught by a young man from Brooklyn. Marty Brownstein was the man's name. He was 11 years older than me. He went to Bed-Stuy. And then Brooklyn College before he went on to Yale. And he was a very dynamic individual.
Do you mean he went to Stuyvesant High School?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Bed-Stuy is a neighborhood.
Oh, Bed-Stuyvesant High School. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, no, but Stuyvesant High School is probably where he went.
Yes. Okay.
New York City is one of those marvelous places in the world that has public high schools that are specialty schools. Bronx High School of Science, Music and Art, which the show and the film and whatever, the series Fame was based on. Now there's also the Frank McCourt School of Writing. And I can't even think of what all else, but Stuyvesant was always for brainy kids who were into math and science as well as Bronx High School of Science. But, you know, when they were good at identifying, they still are in New York City, children with unique talent that need a unique educational path.
Well, this man, Marty Brownstein, impressed me. It was a lecture course on American politics. I was also a bit of a history puff, but I loved politics. I loved paying attention to politics.
You must be having a field day.
Just go on. That's another conversation. But I always loved, I was exposed to it. We would always have family discussions. One of my fondest memories was in a parade in Washington, or watching a parade, and Charles de Gaulle and Eisenhower were in an open car and 15 feet away from me. And I was so impressed, not with Eisenhower, but with De Gaulle, the stature of the man.
Oh, he was huge.
And yeah, he was huge.
He was a
and
gorilla.
His presence, and yeah. his presence, he's erect and strong, and his chin, and he just looked regal in appearance and almost above everybody else, which is, I think, how he liked to be depicted. So I was so impressed with this course I took. Marty was a man who had a great presence. He spoke very fast, very fast. And he would say, some of you may think that I'm speaking too fast, but I will suggest to you, you're listening too slow. Speed it up. And this was the type of guy. We started a friendship that goes on to this day, and very, very close. And it was through this course that I decided I'm going to take more political science courses, or the department's called politics. It wasn't called political science anymore. And I took government, but I also took business courses. And why not? I had business background. It all made sense to me. Along the way, I said, well, I think I'm going to go to law school. But I went through undergrad very quickly. I was very impatient, I guess, or something else was wrong with me. But I was taking 24, 25 credit hours.
Oh, my word. That'll kill a person. That would kill a horse.
I've been called worse names.
I took 19 credits one semester. I thought I was going to die.
I love doing it. I held a couple of jobs throughout at any given time. And I got involved in the student government. And I started to get, I was in leadership roles. Marty made me a teacher's assistant from my sophomore year on in a course for him. And so at the end of 3 years of college, I pretty much had my credits in. So I matriculated for my senior year. And then my second semester senior year, said, who am I kidding? I don't need all these courses. I think I took volleyball. I took tennis.
And advanced basket weaving.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, and those courses that just, you get a grade and you just stand in line waiting to graduate.
All I did is just take a couple of courses and worked. And I said, you know what? I've been killing myself. I took the LSATs in anticipation of going to law school. And while I didn't have a perfect score, I certainly scored well enough to if not attend Harvard, to attend some other schools. And I was with a woman who would become my wife. And we decided that we're going to take a timeout, not going to go to law school right away. She was from White Plains. So let's go to White Plains. Before we went to White Plains, we returned home to my parents. My father said, well, why don't you come to work for the summer while you're thinking? Come back. And I'd been working around the furniture business my whole life, it seemed. So I went and I lasted. And I said, well, if I come home, my girlfriend is coming with me. You need to understand this. We'd been together a couple of years. And I said, sure. He got her a job doing something in the town. Well, that lasted for about 2 weeks. My father and I really weren't meant to be that close together. Went to White Plains. I swam a lot in the municipal pool, and then woke up one day and said, oops, I don't have any money in my pocket. So I got a job. And it was in a restaurant. And I wanted a job that was a mindless job because I was going to go to law school. And I said, well, what did I do? What can I do that's mindless? Well, all through college, I bartended. And
that's not so mindless.
Yeah.
I mean, a good bartender, takes your drink order, and 2 hours later when you go back has already mixed it exactly what you want. And for me, it's going to have three cherries in it.
So that's right.
Maybe clearing the table. You don't have to pay a lot of attention. You can think whatever you want to think. But attending bar, I don't know. Mindless.
I shouldn't say it's mindless, but it wasn't going to be the type. It was going to be enjoyment. It wasn't going to be a drudgery. It wasn't going to be a nine to five.
No, it was. Well,
and after a short time bartending, it was with a chain that was owned by the Howard Johnson Company called the Ground Round Chain.
I remember them.
And
peanuts on the floor.
Right? Exactly. And music in the background and videos. And after a couple of months, a district manager came by and he had been watching me and he said, Sperling, he said, you're a pretty good bartender, but you're not a bartender. This isn't what you're doing with your life. Why don't you come in and go through our training program, be a manager. We're expanding, we're growing, we need young guys like you. And I said, well, I'm going to go to law school. He said, that's fine, go through this. It'll be worth your time. Well, why not? So I went through a 12-week training program in about 5 weeks because I was consumed by it. And I got to learn an awful lot about the restaurant business. It taught me quite a bit, a lot of discipline, a lot of the details of managing a restaurant. Well, after a year of doing that, and as I'm getting ready to think about going to law school, I said, I don't want to go back to school. I'm having too much fun working and making money. I was running a huge place in Yonkers. I had been traveling, opening up, doing a lot of things.
And it's a different kind of stress.
Different kind of stress.
Very different kind of stress. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to pick up on the other side.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texas.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board, where adventure awaits you. Climb the Duns River Falls. Ride in the sea on a horse that's swimming along. Take a sky ride through the treetops. River raft on the Martha Bray. Enjoy sugary beaches and pristine turquoise waters with a local beverage in your hand. And come to life at night with Jamaican music and dance in a foodie's paradise, where Jamaican spices bring everything into focus. Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
How many kinds of sweet flowers grow in an English country garden?
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I know, and those I miss, you'll surely pardon.
I am talking with Mark Sperling, the CEO of Whiteface Club Companies. You can visit their website at whitefaceclub.com. Actually, it's whitefaceclubresort.com. And it's located where we are now in Lake Placid, New York. How did all of the, I mean, if we look at the pieces of your educational background, Mark, your musical background, your background entering into hospitality where you fell into the ground round chain who recognized that you were smarter than the average bear, and motivated and put you through a training program. How does that all come together and become the actual beginnings of the Whiteface Club Resort? And what year would that have been when you started that?
That was with Ground Round 1976, 1977.
And where is the jump where we get to Whiteface Resort?
That's it. That's the ensuing years, and that's where I'll pick up from. I decided that I was enjoying working and making money, and I wanted to continue with that. And I gave up with much prodding from an uncle, a great uncle who practiced in Philadelphia and was extremely successful. And he would visit and say, why do you want to be a lawyer? You don't want to be a lawyer. It's not like when I was your age. You have to work endless hours. The money isn't so great anymore. He did his best to discourage me. I should thank him. At that time, my father started putting pressure on me. He said, what, you're not going to law school? You want to be in business? You want to work? Why would you work for somebody else? Come back and help me run the business. And so I did that. And we decided to move back up north from Westchester. And I got in the furniture business. And then after...
Again.
And this was now a decision I made. And I was married by that time. And I got very aggressive in my pursuit of the business and playing a third generational role. Along the way, I computerized the business, the whole thing. We went to a central distribution. We had grown even more. I expanded the business into more communities. And we were getting more and more sophisticated. Along the way, my father and I got engaged in some small development work, just in our, because we had a lot
around
of...
Around in Lake Placid?
No, this is in Ogdensburg.
So how did you get to Lake Placid? Do a little jump.
I was a skier. My whole life, I skied. And so from a young age, I would come to Lake Placid and ski. And I just loved the area. As an adult and with a young family, I started renting a home in Lake Placid. During the ski season, we could get away on holiday or on a weekend. So we could ski. My children started skiing very young as well. And I fell in love with the community. And the late 90s, I should say, in 1991, I decided the furniture business wasn't for me. A family business had turned into me being the only family member really working it.
Right.
And with 100
so
some employees. Well, I woke up one morning and decided I'm changing my life. I went and visited my father and my mother, and I said, I'm changing my life. We're either going to get somebody to run the business, or I'm going to dispose of the business. Yeah. And I want you to know these are my thoughts. And my father said, well, I don't blame you. And so I called up a friend of mine who had a very successful business that's become one of the largest now in the country. And
what was that?
Well, it's called Raymore and Flanagan now.
Oh, you're kidding.
And Neil Goldberg.
Who would have known this is the direction the story is going? That's amazing.
Well, that was my inclination, and I talked to him, and Neil and I had developed a friendship over years, and I said, Neil, what do you think? And I said, you're expanding, you're growing all over, you need to be more in the North Country. And I, at that point, we had 8 different operations. And he said, you know, Mark, he said, it's very tempting, but it cost me as much to put inventory in a store in Poughkeepsie, New York, as it does in Messina, New York. He said, where would you do business? And I said, I get it.
Yeah.
I understand. I liquidated the business.
Okay.
And that left me with real estate because we were in 2 malls in Watertown and in Plattsburgh, New York. We also had a freestanding store in Watertown, New York, and buildings in another town. It left me with real estate. So now all of a sudden, I'm in the real estate business. Some of it I disposed of. Others I started to convert. I gave up. We carried our own accounts receivable and even though we had drifted a little bit from that, it took a couple of years to close the business. I gave up on trying to collect that which was owed. I said, this is no way to lead
enough
a life.
Already.
Chasing.
Take the loss. Go.
My grandfather would say, your first loss is your cheapest loss.
So we're coming to the end of the second hour, and we really need to get into, when did you break ground on making Whiteface Club Resort a reality? What year was that?
That was 2004. Keep in mind, Whiteface Club Resort is a successor to a resort hotel that started in 1881.
And what was the name of that place?
That was originally called in 1881 the West Side. It was bought by an individual and 7 years later changed to the Whiteface Inn. That building was torn down and a larger building was built, a larger hotel. In the grand tradition of the Adirondacks, it burned and another one was built. It was extremely popular. Adirondacks, as you know, was a home of people who were wealthy enough to get out of the city.
Oh, yeah. The Vanderbilts and the like. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And anybody who could get out of the city.
A fashionable place to go. Absolutely.
Main Street was lined with the stores from New York who would come to cater their clients for the summer. It was a seasonal resort, the Whiteface Inn. People would use it, spend the summer. Come prior to the Olympics, with the age of the jet travel and air conditioning, coming to the mountains was no longer as significant as it once was. And,
right.
And it faded. The resorts that dotted the Adirondacks disappeared. The Whiteface Inn continued on by the skin of its teeth, ultimately went into receivership. With large land holdings.
So you wind up taking it over in 2004. Did you have to add buildings, completely renovate? What did you have to do to make it work?
Well, to make it work, sure. You know, we had to, there had been a previous people in before who had come up with the idea of making resort community, but they were not being successful in their endeavors.
So what did you do?
Well, we immediately went about upgrading the grounds, the facilities. It has one of the oldest golf courses in the country.
18 holes?
Pardon me?
18 holes?
It's 18 holes. Started out as 9 holes in 1932.
Do we have any fancy person who designed it that we might recognize?
Absolutely.
Who's that?
Well, the designer was somebody you wouldn't recognize, but the consulting pro worked in the design was Walter Hagen, who was the best golfer in the world at the time. And it's the only golf course he ever participated in the design.
And so how many accommodations are there for people who want to come up for several days or longer?
We don't have a hotel anymore.
Okay.
We became a resort community.
So what does that mean?
Resort community means that we have private residences. There are condos that were developed by a previous owner. What we do, starting in 2004, we started off on an expansion of what a community was and started developing single-family residences on lots.
So in addition to people who have bought it and use it seasonally or year-round, are there condos that when the owner is not there, the management will put people in on a transient basis, or
yes,
do you have to be in an ownership position?
No, no. Many of the homes, whether they're condos or townhomes or single-family residents, are available as vacation property. Many of the owners choose to do that. We have a number of them on our own website, but they also use their own local resources to rent them. And we get visitors from all over the world coming and renting properties.
Well, don't I know that? Because last night at dinner here at the Mirror Lake Inn in Lake Placid, at the next table, there was a couple from Aix-en-Provence in the south of France, and a couple who are their friends who have lived in the U.S., immigrants again, people, who have been in the U.S. about 38 years, and they're from Paris. And I speak French fluently, so I go out of my way to connect with people who are speaking French. And it's always a shock to me when I haven't spoken French. I think probably the last time I spoke French was probably 10 months ago. And it's remarkable to me that words just magically appear and fall out of my mouth that I didn't even know I remembered. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back and finish up this hour with Mark Sperling, the CEO of Whiteface Club Companies. Go check their website, whitefaceclubresort.com. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here.
Hello. I need to get to Donegal.
Oh, is there something wrong with Kerry? I'm only joking. Look, turn back off that way towards Limerick. It doesn't take you to Donegal, but it does take you to the Cliffs of Moher. Worth a look, I promise. Well, it is sort of on the way to Donegal, so just keep going north. If you get there without stopping off in Connemara, you need your head examined. The fresh air is one thing, but the food's something else. The local crab is good in almost any restaurant.
I'm a vegetarian.
Sure you are. Where was I?
Connemara?
Yeah. Stop at Galway. Spend at least a few nights there, seriously. Even then, you'll want to stay longer. I have a cousin. He only went there to buy a guitar. Never came back. He lives there now. He loves it. A bit crazy, though. Now, from Galway, you head up past Sligo. I'll be disappointed if you get there without visiting Matt Malloy's pub in Westport. Well, let's see now. Have you got a pen and paper on you?
In the west of Ireland, you never know where you'll end up. For great value airfares and vacation offers, visit discoverireland.com/westcoast. Go where Ireland takes you.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Yeah, everything's rosy down at the cozy end.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm with Mark Sperling, and we are lucky once again to be in this wonderful meeting room that could easily be turned into a cocktail party place in about a 15 minutes of people buzzing around in here. This is the most darling place. The photographs on the wall, we're in the Algonquin Room. And I have to mention, every time I say Algonquin Room, you have to read my novel Rumors, because two of my characters, there's actually a plaque in the lobby of the Algonquin Hotel on West 44th Street in New York City. If you walk in, walk to the far left corner, in the far left corner at the front of the building, in the lobby of the Algonquin, and above the love seat in that corner, there's a little brass plaque that says, in the novel Rumors by Stephanie Abrams, David and Allison had their romantic rendezvous at this table. In any event, and I must mention the Algonquin about 19 times in the book, the next book will be placed elsewhere. But I hear Algonquin, I think of 44th Street. And it's marvelous to be here at the Mirror Lake Inn in the company of Mark Sperling, CEO of Whiteface Club Companies here in Lake Placid, New York. Let's get into what are the features and benefits of someone who wants to come up for anything from, you know, an overnight to a week or longer and be a guest on property at Whiteface Club Resort.
Well, the greatest feature is that it's a self-contained community, and community meaning homes, restaurants, and recreational facilities.
What are the recreational facilities?
There's an 18-hole golf course, been ranked number 4 in New York State, which is for public accessible golf courses. There's a tennis center with clay courts, which are easy on the knees. There's a waterfront with a beach, beautiful gardens, not only in the waterfront, but around the entire property. There's hiking trails that are on either end of the property that go all over. You can hike for miles and miles and miles on it. And it's a very comfortable, relaxed environment. There's luxury homes that we build, vacation homes. There's condominiums, and there's townhomes.
Are you abutting water? Are you on the lake?
We're right on the lake, and that's what makes us unique, is that not only for homeowners, but for visitors as well.
How big is the lake?
The lake's about 4 miles long.
It's lake envy.
It's a crystal. It's a crystal clear lake. The water's so clean. It's spring fed. Also, the runoff from the mountain. It's a beautiful lake. It's also, I believe, the home to the record trout, lake trout in New York State.
Uh-huh.
And if that isn't the truth, I'm going to make it the truth. But that's what I'm told. And so, who am I to challenge?
Listen, it is a long history of by royal decree in the state of New York because we were New York State residents for decades. And I lived through the era of Governor Nelson Rockefeller, who decreed that the Long Island Railroad was the best commuter railroad in America. And apparently, he'd never been on it at that time. So, you know. But that's okay. Things have changed, I hope. I don't live on Long Island anymore. But hi, all y'all who are listening to us on WGCH 1490 on the AM dial and WVNJ 1160 on the AM dial. You know, I still have lots of great friends on Long Island and enjoy going back to what used to be home. And in fact, my novel Rumors takes place on Long Island, so you got to read it. But in any event, how many, because you have homeowners, at any one time, how many accommodations are actually available? So if, you know, it's not difficult when it's just a couple or a little family who want to arrive. But if a group of people wanted to descend upon you, would they be able to get enough space?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have over 130 residences on the property. We're building more every day.
What does that mean? Now, you know, residences generally often will mean more than one bedroom. So right. Heads in beds, how many can you accommodate?
Oh, my gosh. I've got to believe there's 600-700 beds, at least, probably maybe 1,000. Not all of the people rent, but I would bet half of the people make them available as vacation rental property.
Oh, wow.
And we're building more every day.
I have the stellar question here. When it came to furnishing this place, because of your unique background and history in the furniture business, how much of your skills got involved in that, or was that farmed out to some decorator whose job it was to do this?
Actually, the residences, keep in mind, it's except for our own facilities, are privately owned. So how they furnish it themselves. My background, though, came into huge play as far as designing of homes. When we go into the creative part, interiors and finishes, textures, because, of course, being...
Yeah, because you're a Renaissance man. And you got to have your nose in everything because you got skills in everything.
And, I guess I have experiences which proved to be useful. So we take that. I had spent 10 years after furniture I developed in a business was a consulting business with niche development in communities. Developing child daycare facilities around New York State.
Oh, wow.
And so that's where the development end came in, a lot of experience in working with regulatory agencies and as well as funding sources and finding, I became known as a rainmaker, I guess. I found money and I made money come. So that's part of the whole picture. But the resort itself, we decided it had to be a first-class resort. It had to be, everything we did had to be at the very top level.
So, because Lake Placid is a 12-month welcoming facility in terms of a destination, and there is so much that goes on every month of the year here, regardless of the season, how much of your business would you say piles in the winter months? Is it busier in the summer for you?
Lake Placid has always been a very busy summer destination. That's first and foremost. That's been their primary busy high season because it goes seven days a week in the winter. It's still an active area. Holidays, long weekends, vacation time. It'll be busy.
Do you get many skiers or people that like to do cross-country skiing and like to do snowshoeing?
Sure. We'll have
those silly board things that people jump on and go down mountains on and whatever. I mean, do you see that?
We see them. We get both between the homeowners, but certainly vacationers come and they want to have an experience. They don't want to be in a hotel or they don't want to be in the hustle bustle of the village. They like to go down there, but they like being a little bit off remote and on the lake. And so we'll see those people. We have our own cross-country trails that we groom.
I'm going to make an appointment to talk with your wedding planner because you clearly have the ideal destination and facilities for weddings. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.